May God's grace, His peace, His abundant, rich mercy be yours in Christ Jesus, the one coming, the bridegroom. Amen. Our text is the gospel reading from Matthew 20, the parable of the 10 virgins, 5 wise, 5 foolish. Let us pray. Lord, your holy word is our strength, your word is our guide, your word is our rock, your word is our salvation. We pray this day in your house that you would imprint your holy word upon our hearts, our minds. May we gladly hear your word. May we believe your word. May we obey your word. Grant us all now the Holy Spirit. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Do you have what it takes? That is the question of the day. Do you have what it takes? When someone begins a new job, they might sit back and ponder a little bit, do I really have what it takes to do this job? Maybe our President-elect Barack Obama is thinking that about now. Do I really have what it takes? Or when my wife asked me to go for a 3 or 4 mile walk this afternoon, enjoying the beautiful day God's made, I'll probably ask the question, do I have what it takes? Do I really have the desire, the energy to go for a long walk? When you're shopping and you see something you really want to buy, but it's expensive, you might look into your wallet, into your purse, your bank account, and ask, do I have what it takes to really buy this? Do I have what it takes? And after we read the gospel lesson, this marvelous parable, each one of us should ask ourselves, do I have what it takes? Do I really, truly have what it takes to enter the marriage feast? To be with the bridegroom, Jesus, forever and ever. Do I have what it takes to go to heaven? Do I really have what it takes? Am I going to be entered? Am I going to be locked out like the 5 foolish virgins? Well, what makes the difference? What makes the difference is oil. Do I have oil for my lamp? The 5 wise have what it takes. They have oil. The 5 foolish do not have what it takes. They don't have oil. Do you have oil for your lamp? Do you have enough oil for your lamp? Do you have what it takes? Today I want to talk about oil. Oil is the topic of the gospel. It's all about oil. Oil is what you need. It's what is demanded of us. We got to have oil. Let me talk about oil. I'm going to say 4 things about oil today. So we all go home today knowing what it takes to enter paradise. 4 things about oil. First of all, oil, we might say, is the Holy Spirit. I suggest oil here is a symbol of the working of the Holy Spirit and all the blessings of the Holy Spirit for the Christian and for the whole world. Now, why do I say oil here is a symbol, a good symbol of the working of the Holy Spirit? Well, throughout the Bible, Old and New Testament, the oil is a picture of the blessings of the Holy Spirit. As we talked about in Bible class today, the kings of the Old Testament were anointed with oil, the outpouring of God's Spirit upon them to help them rule the land. The prophets and the priests were anointed with oil. The Holy Spirit had set them apart, consecrated them for their special task as a priest in the temple or as a prophet. Often the sick, the diseased, were anointed with oil, the comfort of the Holy Spirit, the healing of the Holy Spirit. Throughout the Bible, oil is often a symbol of the Holy Spirit. The parable is pretty easy to break down. The bridegroom is who? The bridegroom is Jesus, who's coming, who has come. The 10 virgins, along with that you have a bride implied here. The bride / 10 bridesmaids represent who? The church. We, the visible church gathered today, and the church across the world, we are the 10 bridesmaids. We're the bride. You might say that Jesus married us at the cross. 2,000 years ago, he put his hands out and he said, I love you. Won't you be mine forever? There he said his vow to us at the cross. That's where we are married, if you will. And after you get married, what do you have? You have a reception. You have a feast. And the reception, the feast is heaven, where we all want to go. And the lamp, the light, the torch that is needed would be faith. And the good works that flow from faith. We think of the words of Jesus, let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. The lamp, the light, is our faith in Christ and the good works that flow from that faith. And the oil that gives fuel for the light, that gives fuel for the faith, that strengthens the faith, would be the Holy Spirit. You know, we have the wonderful kids' song, "This Little Gospel Light of Mine," what? I'm going to let it shine. Not really. Well, I'm going to change the song. Yeah, that's okay. I'm not going to literally change it. But maybe a better way to say it after reading this parable is, "This little gospel light of mine, the Spirit makes it shine." Say it with me. Hold your finger up. Come on. "This little gospel light of mine, the Spirit makes it shine." He gives faith. He strengthens faith. He's the oil for the light. He's the oil for the lamp. He empowers it. He's the oil. You got point number one. What's the oil, church? The Holy Spirit. All right, point number two. Oil is in rich, rich supply. It is abundantly available for everybody, more than enough for anyone. Back in that day, this was olive oil, by the way. And oil for your torch, for your lamp, was widely available. It was Roman law that if you went out at night, you had to have a torch or a lamp so that the Roman soldiers could see you. That was law. And there's practical reasons you couldn't see without a light, without a lamp. You had to have it. And so oil was available all over the place in the Lord's day. Every merchant, every dealer, everybody had oil. It's kind of like gasoline today. Is there anybody in church today who is on empty? Your vehicle's on empty and you're terrified right now. Where am I going to find gasoline? I won't be able to find any gasoline. I mean, maybe you won't be able to pay for it, but you can find it. It's around every corner. Gas all over the place. Around every corner is a gasoline place. You can fuel up. It's widely available here in America. And so oil back in that day. The five foolish virgins cannot use the excuse that there wasn't enough oil. Whether this wasn't enough, ran out, I couldn't find any. Can't use that excuse. They don't have oil because they're lazy. And they put it off. And they procrastinate. That's the reason. And so, the application is that the Holy Spirit, who is the oil, the Holy Spirit is widely available for everybody. The Holy Spirit is not tucked over here in a corner somewhere where we can hardly find Him. We have to fight over Him to see who gets the Holy Spirit. He's available for everybody who would believe and be baptized. Widely available. Now, a key question. Where do we get the Holy Spirit that He might give us faith and keep us in the faith that we might enter the marriage feast? Well, go back to the parable. Where are the five foolish virgins told to go to get the oil? Go back to a merchant or a dealer. Obvious, common sense. The oil's not floating in the air somewhere. They're not supposed to go dig in the ground for the oil. It's not behind the bush over there. You get the oil from a merchant, someone who has it, can give it to you, sell it to you. And so where do we get the Holy Spirit and the blessings of forgiveness and salvation and faith and the strength of the faith? Where do we get that? Well, I suggest you get that from a merchant. And that merchant would be the pastor or pastors, the ministers. We, by God's order, are the dispensers of the oil. And we give it to you, it's floating in the air somewhere, but we have containers where you get the Holy Spirit, fuel for your faith. One is the Word of God, Pastor mentioned. That's why we preach the Word of God, and we teach the Word of God. We have a school here to teach the Word of God, because that Word of God contains the Holy Spirit. It's oil for your lamp. It gives faith. It strengthens faith. That's why we preach Jesus and Him crucified, the Son of God who died and rose for the salvation of the world. That's oil for your lamp. You need to hear it over and over. And baptism is another container. When we're baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. So here's another container, a flask, with the oil of the Holy Spirit. And you get that here in church as the pastor baptizes you. And another flask or container would be the Lord's Supper. We don't have that today, but normally we do. In the Lord's Supper, you get the body and blood of Christ. And there is the oil of the Holy Spirit to refuel the faith, to strengthen faith, to get the light burning brighter again. So where are you going to get the Holy Spirit? Fuel for my faith. I need my light to shine. Come to church. Hear the word of God. Remember your baptism. Be baptized if you haven't been baptized. Take the Lord's Supper. It's fuel for your faith. The church is your spiritual gas station. Your spiritual oil station. And it doesn't cost you $2.19 a gallon for this oil. It doesn't cost you $1.19 for this oil. It doesn't cost you 19 cents for this oil. It is free. It is free. It cost Jesus his life. He is the great olive who was crushed at the cross. And as Christ was crushed at the cross, out came his blood and out came the oil of the Holy Spirit to give faith and to renew faith for all people that all enter the marriage feast. You know, in the newspaper this week, I read where there was an auction. In this auction, they auctioned off an original drawing of Winnie the Pooh and Piglet and Tigger. Who likes Winnie the Pooh and Piglet and Tigger? Ah, don't we all love them? Even Eeyore we like. An original drawing, I guess from the guy that whoever made those drawings, an original one. You know what it went for at an auction? What would you pay for it? $10? $50,000. An original drawing of Winnie the Pooh. That person's got a lot of money to blow, don't they? Here we have the Son of God. Not a picture of him, not an original drawing. We have the living Son of God, Jesus Christ. We have the forgiveness of sins. We have the oil of the Holy Spirit poured out as God's word is preached. And it doesn't cost you $50,000. It is free by the grace of God. Point number three. You got the first two. The oil is the Spirit. The Spirit's widely available in word and sacraments in the church. Point number three, important one. The oil cannot be shared or borrowed on the final day. A striking part of the parable. The five foolish virgins at the last minute, when they know the bridegroom's coming, the last minute they want the five wise men. Hey, give us some of your oil. Share your oil. Let me borrow some oil because we don't have any. And what do the five wise say? No, it's too late. You got to go get your own. And so I imagine that when the final day comes, when the trumpet call goes out and Christ returns, if it happens this way, I don't know exactly how it'll all happen. But I imagine lots of people will be calling Pastor Robertson and all pastors if they have time. Knock on the doors of the church, bang in the church. I want to be baptized. I want to learn of Jesus. Teach me, Pastor. Baptize me. Give me communion. I need the Word of God. Please, please, please. And it's the one time when the doors will be locked and I won't answer my phone. It's too late. The bridegroom has come. You had your chance all these Sundays and Wednesdays. And you blew it. There's a real lesson here about personal responsibility for the oil. You can't get into heaven on your mom's faith. You can't get into heaven on grandma's faith, on the minister's faith, on your teacher's faith. They may have great faith, but you can't get into heaven on their faith. You get into heaven on your own faith, given by the Spirit and strengthened by the Spirit. Your own faith. Personal responsibility is implied here. Everyone here stands before God on their own. Either you have faith in Christ, you have the Holy Spirit who gives that faith and keeps you in the faith, or you don't. One or the other. Mom, dad, grandpa, pastor can't help you. Only Jesus can help you. So have faith in him now. Pastor Roberts and other pastors, we can preach the Word of God. We can teach the Word of God. We can preach and teach. But we can't make you hear it. That's on you. We can offer baptism. Come be baptized. Learn of baptism. Be baptized. Have your children baptized. We can encourage you, but we can't make you do it. That's on you. You're accountable for that. We can encourage you to confess your sins as we did in church. Hear the absolution that your sins are forgiven. This is a renewal of baptism. This is oil for the lamp. We can encourage you to do that, but we can't make you do it. I'm not going to drive a bus around to your house and knock on your door as you come to me in your pajamas. Sorry. That's on you. That's on you. We can encourage you, come to the Lord's table. Come eat and drink of the body and blood of Christ, the forgiveness of sins, fuel for your lamp. Come, come, Christian, come and feast. It's Jesus, after all, the Holy Spirit. We can encourage you. We can't make you do it. It's on you. Personal responsibility as a Christian. And that leads to point number 4. Get the oil now. This is the main point. Get the oil now. Say it with me. Make sure you got it. Get the oil now. I'm not sure you got it. One more time. Get the oil now, before it's too late. The 5 foolish virgins, they're not axe murderers, are they? They're not thieves. They're not terrorists over in Iraq and Afghanistan. They're not idolaters. The 5 foolish virgins look like they're ready. They seem like they're ready. They have every intention to go to the marriage feast. They want to go. They plan to go. It looks like they're ready, but they're not ready. And the startling part of the parable is that you have 5 of 10 that aren't ready. This is incredible. This is like half of the congregation running out of gas coming to church today. Pastor and I would be befuddled, wouldn't we? How could half of you numbskulls run out of gas coming to church? How could it happen? There's gas all over the place. Get some and come to church. It's startling that not just 1 out of 10 or 2 out of 10, but 5 of the 10 don't have oil. This is incredible. How could it ever happen? Well, maybe there's a strong warning here that a lot of people will look like they're ready, but they're really not ready. They're hypocrites. They're fakes. And perhaps, by application, half of the visible church, half of the so-called Christians, 5 out of 10, 1 out of 2, really don't have oil, even though they look like it. I'm not your judge. God is. I'm just here to warn you. Hypocrites and fakes go to hell along with the murderers and thieves. The good news, the great news, is that the bridegroom has not yet come back. As of right now, anyway, he may come back here in a little bit. The bridegroom hasn't come back. You still got time. You still got time as of today to repent, be baptized, believe, take instruction in the church that you may commune, receive the oil, get faith by the Holy Spirit, be strengthened in your faith. You still got time. The bridegroom has not returned yet. Why not for 2,000 years? He knows that some aren't ready, and he's waiting patiently for everybody to get the oil. Waiting. Will you get the oil? You know, my wife and I, Ann and I, we have talked for years about going on a cruise. Let's go on a cruise to the Bahamas. But we've never got around to it. No big deal. Maybe later. We've talked about traveling out west to Montana, South Dakota, and Bug Pastor and his parents for a while, who are here today. Welcome, the pastor's mom and dad. I vicared out there before I was a pastor out in Montana. Go back out there and see all the wonderful scenery God has made. But we've never got around to it, but no big deal. It can wait till later. If we never go, it's no big deal either. We've talked about going to Dollywood. We lived here 10 years and never went to Dollywood, believe it or not. Talked about going. But we've never got around to it. No big deal if we go or we don't. No big deal, but let me tell you something that is a big deal. It's a really big deal. It's an eternally big deal. Be baptized. Have your children baptized. They have oil in their lamp. That's a big deal. Do it soon. Hear the Word of God, and hear the Word of God, and hear the Word of God, and believe the Word of God. Be consumed with the Word of God in your life. That's a big deal. That's where you get the oil. Confess your sins, and confess your sins, and hear the wonderful absolution that sins are forgiven in the blood of Jesus. That's a big deal. That's oil for the lamp. That leads you to the marriage feast. That gets you in faith in Christ. And take the Lord's Supper. And take the Lord's Supper. It's the Lord after all. It's forgiveness of sins. It's eternal life. It's oil for the lamp. That's a big deal. Because if you don't go to the marriage feast, you end up locked out in hell. Get the oil. Get the oil now. Did you get it? Get the oil. Get the oil now. One more time, I'm not sure you got it. Say it with me. Get the oil. Get the oil now. And celebrate with the bridegroom forever at the marriage feast. Amen.